B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We're fired up. We're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Patrick Peterson, host of the Odyssey original podcast, First and Pod. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious. Patrick, what's up, man? Thanks for joining us.
Man, thanks for having me. How are you doing?
We're doing good, brother.
Yes, sir.
Obviously, we're live in Philadelphia in advance of this Commanders-Eagles game tonight. For a guy like you that played in a ton of big games, what is a big matchup like this late in the year? What, like, kind of what's the buzz for you as you get ready to watch this thing?
Honestly, man, going into week 11, this is like the turning point, not necessarily turning point of the season, but this can be the turning point on who can separate themselves in the division. We all know the Commanders are leading right now, but the Eagles are right there behind them, and they're playing each other tonight. So there's a lot at stake right now, and this is where you want to start to separate yourselves from your divisional foes. So this is a great opportunity for both teams to do that, being the first step on this Thursday night football game.
Pat, you go into a game like this, and you got receivers on like Terry McLaurin on the Commanders side, A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith on the other side. As a cornerback, what would be your mindset going into a game against those receivers that are really having those good years?
Man, you know, both of those receivers have different playing styles. Like, A.J. is more like a Julio Jones-type receiver. You know, he's, you know, big and structure-wise. As far as his body type, he got great speed, great hands. He can run routes. So with those type of receivers, I wanted to be a little bit more physical with those type of guys, because those bigger guys, not necessarily saying that they wasn't good getting off the line, but they wasn't as agile as the smaller receivers like McLaren getting off the line of scrimmage, because McLaren reminds me of a D-Jack, like a guy who's have a smaller frame, but can make all the catches, has, you know, world-class speed, a fierce competitor. Like, he meets those requirements, and when I had the opportunity to go up against those type of receivers, it was more of a finesse game, because those guys' offenses didn't allow you to be physical with them. So you had to pick and choose when you wanted to press. You had to pick and choose when you wanted to be physical with them or in the run game to try to get them tougher in the pass game when the ball is time to come their way. So it's different games that you have to play with those type of receivers. Those receivers are great in their own right. But they have two different game plans that you have to prepare for.
All right. Talking with Patrick Peterson here, Odyssey NFL insider, played 13 years in the NFL, 36 career interceptions, 8-time Pro Bowler, 3-time All-Pro. Patrick, obviously he's a young quarterback, but what have you thought of Jaden Daniels since you've been watching him?
Jaden Daniels seemed like he's the real deal. You know, I'm not just saying that because he's an LSU Tiger.
I was wondering.
But for the most part, the proof is in the pudding what he has been able to do throughout, you know, the first half of his NFL career. You know, leading the NFL in pass completions, turning the frowns upside turning the finals upside down from last year to this year. This is a total different team, you know, with a rookie quarterback. You don't really necessarily see that, you know, with the organization going in the transition that they're going in with the head coach, new ownership, you know, new quarterback now sitting at the top of the division was dead last year, you know, or, you know, third place. I don't know where they finished last year, but they was the bottom tier team in their division, and now they're a top tier team, and it all is riding on their shoulders. I don't think all of it, but the team success is riding on the quarterback's shoulders right now, and he's just proven that he was worthy of that number two pick.
He sure is. And what do you think about the quarterback on the other side for Philadelphia in Jalen Hurts, who's been quite good, obviously?
Yeah, Jalen Hurts is talent as well. So he's in a very unique situation, just like Jaden was. He's in a where he's pretty much running the same plays and the same concepts that he did in college. I think that is a real deal when these college quarterbacks are making that transition into the NFL on getting a good marriage with the offensive coordinator. And both of those guys are having that. And I will say this, Jalen, when A.J. Brown is in the lineup, he's a total different quarterback. Like, he's good, but you can see the difference when A.J. is not in the lineup versus when A.J. is in the lineup, because now you have those deep shots, you have those 50-50 balls that's being caught now versus being broken up with Smith out there. Smith is a great receiver as well, but he don't give you those. And granted, he made some great catches the last 2 weeks, but it's more in A.J. Brown's benefit on making those catches versus Smith. And you know what I mean? So
yeah. Jeff, why don't you throw Patrick on hold real quick?
Say it again.
We're just having a real tough time with the connection, Pat. I'm sorry, man. I was. You were talking about Devontae Smith there and kind of the different type of receiver he is from A.J. Brown.
Yeah. What I was saying was with Jalen Hurts is a different back when A.J. Brown is in the lineup versus when Devontae Smith is in. Because, like I said, A.J. is a great 50-50 ball catcher. You know, so when you see him in the lineup, you see Jalen. Because, well, 9 times out of 10, he's coming down with it versus when he's chucking those 50-50 balls up to Smith. And mind you, he has come great when he has the last 2 weeks, but the percentage of that is very low going to Smith versus going to Brown. So when he's in the lineup, he just looks like a total different quarterback.
We're talking with Odyssey NFL insider Patrick Peterson. All the insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store and add deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. Pat Pete is just an incredible football player.
Yes, he is.
He made the 2010s Hall of Fame. I think we're just going to check and see if we can tidy up that connection a little bit. But one thing he said there that was certainly accurate, B, is – you are matching up with two very distinct receivers in A.J. Brown versus Devontae Smith, and that is going to be problematic for this secondary. Patrick, if you're there, have you watched the Washington secondary at all? And I'm curious kind of your thoughts. A dude that played corner at such a high level versus a group that has probably underperformed.
Yeah, I think it just comes down with experience. Just like last week with that play with Mike Williams, I saw the interview with St. Jules. He was talking about understanding, you know, the situation that he was in. He was absolutely right as far as understanding who's in front of you, what type of ball the quarterback likes to throw, which is in Russell Wilson, and which is the fade ball, the moon ball, which everybody's calling it now the moon ball. But with him understanding the situation, he have to play to what the situation is giving him. And I think that's what it's coming down to, is just those guys understanding, you know, the circumstances that they are in, what they can possibly get, what can hurt them. And I think with the signing of Lattimore, I think that's going to help the room, because this is a guy who has played a lot of meaningful football, who is an all-pro, that understands how important it is to study and know your opponent, know the quarterback that you're facing. You know, so I think with this signing, it gives this defensive back room an opportunity to learn from one of their generation's greats.
And we obviously know he's not going to play tonight, but when Marshon Lattimore gets back on the field, what is Washington getting from him?
Man, they're getting a true cover corner. They're getting a true cover corner where you can be able to manipulate coverages, roll coverages from him. You know, put him on the inside as a nickel back sometimes. you know, you have the ability to really put him on a significant receiver now. And let the or even put him on a number two receiver and double your number one receiver.
Yeah.
To force the quarterback to go to their number two, and now you have your best guy on your number two, and 9 times out of 10, I'm putting my money on Lattimore to make plays on any team's number two. You know what I mean? So it's so many things that you can do now when you have like a true cover corner. And not only that, the guy who a guy who has experience in that field. So this should definitely make their coverage defense a lot better.
Patrick, last one. Obviously, it's a big game tonight. You played in a ton of big games in your career, a career that's probably eventually taking you to Canton. What do you think happens, Commanders, Eagles in Philly?
Man, this is going to be a great game. And I really think this is going to be a tester for Philadelphia Eagles, because this is the first team that they're going to be playing that really have real playoff intentions. So it's going to be very, very unique to see how Philly responds to that. But I'm taking Washington Commanders, man. They're looking really good. They played the Pittsburgh Steelers really, really tough last week. You know, just a couple plays where they could have made, especially on the defensive side of the ball, to help them win that ball game. But I really, really like what the Washington Commanders have built over there within the last, 4 months with Dan Quinn in the game. So I'm taking the Commanders tonight on the road, a big win that's going to finally separate them from the bunch.
That
all right, bro. We take that.
Very big win. Patrick, thank you very much for the time, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, man, I'm sorry for the connection, guys, but we got it done.
All good. It got way better. So thank you very much
for
trying that. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Take care.
All right, man. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Patrick Peterson, host of the Odyssey Original Podcast, First and Pod. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day, be delicious. It was funny talking to him, and obviously the insight is significant across the board, right? Yep. But the insight on the corners, talking about BSJ and the fade route and how he's got to know that's coming and he didn't.
Yeah,
that is an expert in the craft saying where a young player didn't get it done.
Yeah, true. And I think you got to know that, man, because when you see the play early and he backs off and he drops inside and you're like, what the hell is he thinking? Anybody that played football for a long time saw you just gave them what they wanted. Free release, tall receiver, up the sideline. Got to know the situation.
Got to know the situation. Patrick Peterson, that was cool to get to talk to him.
Yeah.
I got to say, I was kind of surprised he took the Commanders tonight.
Why?
It seems like most national pundits expect the Eagles to win at home.
They look at the player, the team. They don't look all the time at things that are going on. You know, a lot of people, that team is already ready to go. That team ready to go might just be looking past somebody. The mindset is different here in Washington now. I'll tell you that.
I agree with that. I think they've got a real shot tonight, man. I think Jalen Hurts has just been turning the ball over. This defense has become very opportunistic.
Yeah.
They've won the turnover battle in their last 5 games. I really like what Chin's doing a lot. You do really wish they had Lattimore for this one. I feel like he's the type of corner to match up with A.J. Brown. Not that anybody matches that physicality, but he comes damn close.
But as Devon said, he said, Patrick Peterson is in that locker room now. He's in the meeting rooms. Something he says, not Patrick Peterson, Lattimore. Something he may have said this week or some of his experience can help some of those young guys as well. So he's not playing. But his experience can help him out a little bit just this week, too.
Sure. You'd love to see it.
Yep.
You hope it happens. It's unclear to know until they play the game. I mean, that's why we all invest all this time and effort to get up here and watch.
Totally.
It's a fascinating opportunity tonight for Washington. And we were talking about this last night. Like, this is going to be a major swing. The winner,
one way or the other.
Yeah. I mean, if Washington wins this, then they get to 8-3, 3-0 in the division, and a head-to-head win over Philly, right?
Yep.
If Washington loses this thing, though, all of a sudden they're 7-4, and Philly's 8-2, and that's a game-and-a-half gap.
Yep.
Good news, they get another crack at them. So totally, even totally. If tonight doesn't go right, you see them in 6 weeks
yep.
at your place, where you sure as hell hope it doesn't turn green.